All right.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Mr. Link?
No correction on my part, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. From any member?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think the executive session is necessary. Make a motion that we strike that and approve the agenda.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we strike this evening's executive session and approve the revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Excuse me. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our June 2nd, 2014 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to approve the minutes of, make a motion that we approve the minutes of June 2nd, 2004 and the finding of facts of June 2nd, 2014.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our June 2nd, 2014 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Good. Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place before hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotypes concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listener, old business, or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you advise it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
First case is case number 11417, the application of Kathleen A. Verano. This is an application site located northwest of Road 283A, Ward Road, being southwest of Cedarwood Lane, being more specifically Lot 2, Beechwood 2 subdivision, with a 911 address of 33048 Cedarwood Lane, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID number District 334, Map 11, Parcel 106, requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. To be more specifically, they are requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for an existing porch.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Kathleen A. Verano, and my address is 694 Gogglersville Road,
Reading, PA, 19608.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. My name is Ken Feaster. I'm with the law firm of Elzaphon, Austin, Tarlov, and Mondell. I am here to represent Ms. Verano in our variance request. We have requested a 2.5-foot variance from the rear yard setback requirement for 33048 Cedarwood Lane in Lewis. I've given you revised surveys. The only change is that the address near the top of the survey has been revised. The prior survey had a typo that said 33078 Cedarwood Lane. The correct address is on this survey of 33048 Cedarwood Lane. We've requested a 2.5-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement, and I believe that Ms. Verano's testimony will show that the circumstances are such that it would be proper to grant the variance to Ms. Verano this evening. Ms. Verano, are you the owner of the property located at 33048 Cedarwood Lane in Lewis?
Yes, I am.
And are you requesting a variance of 2.5 feet from the 10-foot setback requirement as it pertains to the rear property line?
Yes.
When did you purchase that property?
In October the 25th of 1997.
Did you have the home built while you owned the property?
Yes, I did. I hired a licensed builder to build the home in 2001. And I then hired a licensed builder contractor to build an addition onto the back of the home, an enclosed porch. And that was in 2004.
Did the contractors obtain the necessary permits for each of those construction projects?
Yes, they did. They obtained permits, and I also received certificate of occupancies as well.
Were you aware at any time that there was any problem or violations with regard to the rear setback requirement?
No, I was not, because I hired professionals to build the home and the porch, and they obtained the necessary documents, the permit, and I received the CO, so I assumed I was in compliance with all the zoning requirements.
How did you become aware that there was an issue with the setback?
Well, I recently signed a contract to sell my home to Mr. Brown, Hunter Brown, and in preparation for the settlement, he had a survey done, and I got a call from my realtor telling me that I was 2.5 feet over the setback line, so we couldn't settle until I got the variance.
And are the home and the back porch on a permanent foundation?
Yes, they are.
Are they permanent structures?
Yes, they are permanent structures.
Would the variance be necessary for the home and the porch to remain on the property in their present condition?
Yes, it would be necessary. If I didn't get the variance, I would have to knock down the rear of the house and the porch.
And if the variance were not granted, would that create a hardship or exceptional practical difficulty for you?
Very much so. I probably would not be able to sell my home, and I would have to demolish part of it, and that would not be to my liking.
Is it fair to say that the circumstances that led to the variance are unique to this particular property?
Yes.
And what are those circumstances?
Well, the dimension, I guess, of the lot, the home, and the porch, and the fact that I did hire professional builders who obtained the necessary permits and received the certificate of occupancies as well.
Given those circumstances, is it possible for the home to be placed within the setbacks?
No, it would not be possible, because the home can't be moved. I'd have to knock it down.
And would you be able to acquire more land in order to increase the size of the yard in order to come into compliance with the setback requirements?
No, I cannot. I believe they are owned by someone in their wetlands, so I'm not able to purchase any land.
Is the granting of a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Definitely. It would, as it is now, I wouldn't be able to live in it because it's not within compliance with the setback law.
Was a violation created by licensed contractors that built the home and the porch?
They did what they were supposed to do. I assumed that everything was correct, so I didn't question it, and neither did they, because they got the permit, and then I got the certificate of occupancy. So,
at the time that construction was done, did you obtain a location survey to show where the structures were to be placed?
Yes, I did.
And did the contractors build it in compliance with that survey?
Yes.
Is it fair to say that they built it in violation of the survey.
I don't know if they were in violation because...
Understood.
It's, I'm not really sure.
Is it fair to say you did not create these violations?
I didn't do it, no.
I was
very new at it, so I had no idea what was going on. If they told me, you know, this was so, it was so, and they obtained the right paperwork, so...
Will granting of the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Well, let me put it this way. It's been there for 10 years, and no one's ever said anything to me, and it's actually, you know, a part of the character of the neighborhood now.
Would granting of the variance impair the use of any adjacent properties in any way?
No, it would not, because it's in the rear of the property, which is basically woods, so no one's back there, and it really hasn't caused any problems. In fact, no one was aware of it until I had to go around and ask everybody if it would be okay.
Would granting of the variance be detrimental to the general public in any way?
No, I don't believe so.
Is there a lesser variance possible than what we requested that would permit the home to be continued to be used in its present state?
No, because we are only asking for the minimum that we can ask for, which is 2.5 feet.
Is it fair to say that you need the variance to keep the home and the porch on the property in their present state?
It's definitely necessary. Otherwise, I'd have to knock down the back of the house.
Have any of your neighbors expressed any objections to your variance request?
No, not at all. I actually spoke to all of them, and they seemed to be okay with it. They didn't even realize anything was happening.
Thank you very much, Ms. Brown.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, we believe that all circumstances are such that it would be proper to grant Ms. Verano her variance requested this evening. And if you have any questions for Ms. Verano or for me, we'll be happy to address those at this time.
All right. Okay, we'll see. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
Do you recall the name of the builder that built this for you?
The builder was Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. Wanda was her name. Wanda.
Do you have an address?
Oh, gosh. I do somewhere. I didn't bring it with me. I'm sorry. It's been
a long time.
A long time.
It's fine. Thank you.
No further questions, Mr. Moore?
No other questions.
Mr. Edson?
No questions.
Mr. Riggers?
Do you have copies of your CCs?
No, sir. We do not.
You do not. Okay, but you have them. They were,
yes,
approved.
Yes.
Okay.
I actually,
for both the dwelling and the addition.
Addition, yes, both.
Okay, and you don't remember what the setbacks were on that, on your permit, what the setbacks said?
I haven't looked at it, but it, like I said, I, you know, the builder got the permit.
I understand.
I just got the certificate of occupancy, so I figured everything was okay.
Yeah, so now you're going to, from now on, you're going to check, aren't you?
Oh, you
yeah.
Better believe I am.
Right.
Nothing's going to slip.
So you knew nothing about this until you went to?
No, I was all ready to settle. It was supposed to be May 28th, and then the bomb hit, and it just fell apart.
No other questions.
Yeah. Mr. Mortman?
Are you going to remove the shed, I say, or relocate the shed?
I did already, sir.
You already did?
Yes. Any
setbacks for that?
Yes.
Okay.
I am in compliance.
No question. Okay.
The shed's gone all together?
No, I moved it.
She moved it to bring it into compliance.
Right in the middle of the property so that I wouldn't have any
okay.
issues. Yeah. I had a lot of work to do.
Great.
It was very difficult.
Great.
But I'm strong.
All right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3.
Yay.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,417. The standards for granting a variance were presented by the applicant and covered all the standards that were required for granting. There is a uniqueness to the property. You see that it is on a cul-de-sac and the shape of the property. Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant has stated that. Also, the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant because the certificate of compliance has been issued by the county, and the applicant was under the impression that everything was okay. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. That has been addressed also by the applicant. And the request of variance at a minimum that will afford relief has also been addressed by the applicant, and the request for the variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,417. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,417 is approved.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Okay, good evening.